Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Monday morning. Well, I hope you had a great and fantastic and wonderful, wonderful weekend. Hope you got some exciting projects underway, had an opportunity to relax and rejuvenate, get ready for another week. I wonder what this week will hold. Well, regardless of what it will hold, I'm excited about it. You know, it's something about having that spirit of expectation. We want to be able to expect great things into our lives. Did you know that the things that happen to us are mostly those things that we expected to happen? Now, I know a lot of people think that's spooky and hokey pokey, but it's the truth. Your expectations will determine the level of what you receive in your life. Now, you've heard us talk before about the law of attraction, thinking positively. If you follow Dr. Wayne Dyer, you'll hear him talking about the power of intentions. We've talked about that and discussed that here on this show. But today I want to talk about the power of expectations. How powerful it is when you expect something great in your life and how it can guide your life. So you're going to try that for this week. You're going to try to shift how you expect things and what you expect in your life. So good morning, and welcome. Good morning to all of our good friends around the country and around the world. Good morning, Miss Kiva down in Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning, Reverend Ralph, right here in New Jersey, South Jersey. Good morning, Mr. Lloyd. Good morning. Good morning to the Georges. Good morning to the Georges in South Jersey. Good morning, Ms. Kelly Johnson, all the way in Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning to you and your awesome mother, holding down the fort at the dry cleaners over there. Good morning, locally, right here in the New Jersey area and the tri-state area as well, our friends in New York and Connecticut. But I want to give a special and good morning to Mr. Paul Curiozzi. I believe he's traveling. Typically, it's good night to him because he's over in Japan, where it's about 8 o'clock at night right now. However, he, I believe, is in the United States, so he may be in the California area or the Vegas area. I'm not sure which, but good morning, good morning, good morning. Now, before we get started into our topic this morning, talking about that power of expectation, I want to bring your attention to a conference that is going to be happening in just a few short weeks. We have several conferences coming up over the summer. We want to get empowered. We want to stay empowered. But this conference that I want to talk to you about right now is going to take place in Greensboro, North Carolina. Now, for those of you who happen to get the online version or the hard copy of the Divine Connections magazine, the May-June issue, then you've probably read it in their magazine. And this conference is on tour, and the next stop is North Carolina. The conference has been held here in New Jersey for several years. This would be the fourth year. And now it's going to be in North Carolina. It's the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference, and it's taking place June 24th, 25th, and 26th in Greensboro, North Carolina, at the Hyatt Place, a beautiful hotel, right there at 1619 Stanley Road. So we're going to have a reception and do some live coaching on Friday night from 7 to 9. Then we have workshops all day on Saturday from 9 to 4. Now, the cost of the conference is running as a special. The cost is $50, but when you buy one, you get one ticket free. So that means you and a partner, you and a coworker, maybe a supervisor and a manager, you want to bring your employees. You want them empowered. You want them to tap into their inner ability to be successful, which will inherently make your company successful. So you want to get them out to this empowerment conference. I mean, you're not going to get a price better than that for the powerhouses that will be there to speak and to empower them with what they need to be a success. So you have Pastor Aretha Pugh Robinson is one of our speakers. She's also an author and a life coach. And she has a program called Becoming a Woman Without Excuse. Now, if you have employees that are always making an excuse for everything, an excuse why they couldn't get the report done, an excuse why they couldn't get the project done, there you need to have them coming out to this. If you have children who are in college, always making an excuse as to why they can't make the grade or do the homework assignment, you may want to have them definitely attend this powerful, powerful event. Also, we have Dr. Cynthia Hunter. She's the author of Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife, and she's a host and founder of The Tea Talk, and she deals with a lot of people and victims of domestic violence. Again, this is someone that you want to talk to your staff, to your employees. You want to empower them with as much knowledge as you can that will also give them the wisdom that they can be professionals, that they can perform well on the job, in the community, and at home. So definitely make sure you come out to this going to be if you're anywhere near that area. And then we also have Mr. William Thompson. Now, he's bringing to the table some financial information. He is a financial planner. He says, when you learn to solve your problems, you create money. I love it. But he says, but to solve other problems is how you create wealth. How powerful is that? We definitely want to connect with Mr. William Thompson. The event is also being promoted by LePree Promotions, LLC, and they also have a website, www.lepreepromotions.com. That's LEPRIPROMOTIONS. And our conference host is Evangelist Virginia Dancy. And so she will be there, and there will be others there as well. Now, the guest speaker will be myself, and you're going to come and hear from me, and as I do, this message that I will be bringing forth that will release within you your passion, your knowledge, your wisdom, your power to achieve greatness in life. You know, before you leave this earth, achieve greatness, okay? Before you check out, you want to be great. You want to be doing great. You want to be empowered to get past every setback. You want to be empowered to get that breakthrough that you've been waiting for, that you've been looking for, but even expecting. And so I wanted to lift up that event, and that's June 24th, 25th, 26th, so not this weekend coming or the next weekend, but the following weekend, so about 3 weeks away. Okay, let's get it together here this morning. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, we're talking about expecting. What are you expecting? What is your level of expectation? If your level of expectation is not high, you see, because no one rises to low expectations. No one, okay? In order to grow, in order to achieve greatness, in order to have the things that you want to have, you must raise your level of expectation, okay? So in raising that level of expectation, all right, you want to look at, you know, what are you expecting? What on a daily basis, you know, again, this could be in school. Let's just say you're a college student, all right? And as it relates to being a college student, what are you expecting as a college student? What are you expecting? Now, if you tell me, well, I'm not expecting anything, okay, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that because you should have some level of expectation. Now, I remember sitting at Essex County College and Union County College as a student some 15 years ago, and my expectation from day one was that I was going to get an A. That was my expectation. Now, expectation without dedication won't get you very much, okay? When you have high expectations, you must also dedicate yourself to achieving that which you are expecting. Okay, let's look at a relationship. Let's say you're in a relationship with someone, and it's one of those relationships where it's your, let's just say it's your marriage, and or you're planning, let's just say you even plan to get married. Let's just say you're dating for the first time. When you meet someone, what is your expectation for that relationship? Are you just meeting for just a short romance, some whirlwind kind of a situation? It was a wonderful summer. You went to the park a couple of times. You saw a couple of movies. Maybe you went, you know, out to dinner. What is your level of expectation? You see, it's important to have expectation. And so the only way you're going to have it, You have to work. You have to work through some things. And what's the sense of not expecting greatness for your life? Like some people, they don't even have an expectation as it relates to just various things. Okay, so we looked at a relationship. And then I talked for a minute. Let's just say you are a college student and you have expectations about what will happen with that college degree. And so, you know, you go in the door and you have expectations per class. And then once you get the degree, you have an expectation in terms of jobs. I'm telling you from experience, if you don't increase your expectation, you are really just diminishing your dreams and your purpose in life. And I don't think any of us want to do that, not on purpose. Like if we were consciously thinking about this, we would not purposely diminish our purpose, our dreams in life. You see, but our expectations, we should be expecting the unexpectable, okay, if that was a word. We should be expecting things that have never happened before. So, for instance, I expect to be a career success. I expect that the career I want is available for me. This is what I expect, all right? I expect that the career that I desire is reachable for me, is attainable. I can achieve it. But my expectation, I have to first expect it. See, before we can achieve something, it has to first be conceived in the mind. And if I'm going to conceive something, I'm not going to conceive something mediocre. I'm not going to have this low level of expectation because I have nothing to arise to. I have nothing to motivate me. See, a motivation is about a drive. What's driving me? But if my expectation is too low, there's no drive, and then there's no motivation. You know, a lot of parents, they say, my child is not motivated. But maybe your child is not being challenged to anything, to any level to motivate them. Now, yes, you must be aware and cognizant of the fact that you can't let, you know, expectations get out of hand, or you can't have the goal set too high for the child or the challenges set too hard for the child. They have to be set properly, which, again, is a process. It takes time. It's not an overnight success kind of thing, but it's not rocket science either. It just takes hard work, planning, evaluating, keeping up, doing a gap analysis. And we've talked about that gap analysis before. It is, yes, it is a business and training term, but it's something that you can use in your everyday life. And so we had explained a couple of shows back, for those who did not know what a gap analysis was, what a gap analysis is, so that you can do a gap analysis on yourself in the various areas of your life. You can do a gap analysis to find out where you want to be, where you are, and where you're going, and where you're going. So here's the thing. You want to create for yourself this ability to expect great things, to expect high achievement. Like we were saying, okay, so we're talking about school. Let's talk about finances. We got to change our mindset. So what are we expecting? See, expecting, when we're expecting, that's dealing right with the mind. That's dealing right with our mind. What am I expecting? If you are broke and you don't expect to ever have enough money, let's just say that's your expectations. I'll never have enough, no matter what kind of job I get, no matter, you know, what's happening in the economy, no matter, you know, who my spouse is or isn't. My expectation, I'll never have enough. I'll never be financially stable. If that's your thinking, quote-unquote thinking, translated to my expectations, see, my expectations. But now remember, expectations. with and needs to drive your determination. And determination is the action. What action is going to be put forth to achieve that which you are expecting? What action are you going to put forth, or are you able to put forth to achieve that that you expect? Some people, like, for instance, when it comes to, let's just say, health and weight loss. And, you know, some people, they don't expect very much. Their expectations are low. They don't expect to really lose. They don't expect to change their eating habits. They don't expect to, you know, do something a new way. And guess what? Basically, they achieve what they expect. They didn't expect anything, and they didn't get anything. So the mind, as they say, is a terrible thing to waste. You're absolutely right. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And you don't want to waste not one bit of the mind. You don't want to waste your mind, okay? You want to take full advantage of the fact that we have this ability to expect something great. You have to do it. You can do it. You can try it, even if you don't think you can do it. So try it. Take today. Today is Monday. Fresh. This is a brand new week. Fresh start. I know for some of us, the week started yesterday, Sunday. But in terms of a work week, a Monday through Friday scenario, this is it. This is it. This is the day right now, right here. This is something fresh. You can start and do it very small. Just expect whatever it is that you've been hoping for. Let's say you're wishing for a new car, or you're wishing for a better job, a better position on the job that you already have. So begin to expect it, okay? And now make sure that your actions, your determination is in alignment with what you're expecting. In other words, it has to make sense. For instance, you're not going to expect, let's say you're a college student, you're not going to expect an A, but yet you don't do homework. That's unrealistic, okay? So that's what I mean when I say make sure that your actions and your determination is in line with your expectation. You see, expectations, if set high enough, can unlock many doors in your life. You can have a level of expectation for, let's just say, you want to be a success in life, and you're finding that you're not achieving the type of success that you really want. Well, check your level of expectation. You know, you got to dig deep. You got to go be down, you know, way beyond the surface of your mindset. You know, a lot of people don't understand their subconscious mind. And so you got to, but the subconscious mind is very deep, and it's at work even though we don't realize it is, because it's sub-level. It's like, you know, a submarine is deep, deep, deep down into the ocean. So there could be a major storm going on the sea, but a submarine wouldn't even realize it because it's so down, so deep. Well, that's how our subconscious mind is. Things may be happening in your personal life on the conscious level, but subconsciously, you know, you're not even aware of it because the subconscious mind is on a much deeper level. Well, our expectation is on a much higher level. It's high beyond the natural surface. See, on the natural, we may see, oh, yeah, I can't have that. I can't do that. I won't be able to achieve that. I'll never be that. On the natural level, it doesn't look possible. But you see, just like we have this sub-level conscious mind, we also have this supernatural mind as well, that many, many people, they never, ever tap into it. And some don't even realize it's there. Some know it's there, but they never quite been trained on how to tap into it. And some, again, think it's spooky, so they're afraid of it. And what we typically tend to fear is just something that we won't go toward something we won't do. Like people who are fearful of drowning, they may never go into a beach or a swimming pool because they're fearful. Fear holds you back from things. Now, if they were to go to the water, they would see that they're not going to drown. They would see that the water is nice. It feels good. It's healthy. But because of their fear, they hold back, and they never achieve it. They never go there, and therefore they never experience other great things that are attached. So a lot of times when you have people who don't have high expectations, it's because they do have a lot of fear. They have fear of failure. A lot of people have fear of failure. And then there are people who have the twisted version of that, and that's fear of success. They fear achieving greatness. It's a they're afraid that they may become. Let's just say you're real shy, and you may be afraid that you'll become popular, and therefore you're fearful because you're a shy person. You don't want people coming around you and always trying to get to know you. So that person may fear success. Or even if they achieve success, it'll be twisted some kind of way. It won't be a wonderful success. It won't be a success they can really enjoy. And these are people who fear success. Also, people that fear success, these are individuals that, again, same thing with money. They may feel that to have a lot of money will make them enemies, and they don't want to be enemies with anybody because they want to be everybody's friend. They want everybody to like them. So a fear of success. And then sometimes it's just the unknown. And they don't know what it feels like. They don't know what it is. And so they've never really had it before. And so it just brings about fear. So fear and success and failure, these are important topics for individuals who are trying to grow and expand and develop into all that your Creator would have you to be. Which is, by the way, what we are here, what we're all about here on the Coach Melissa Show. And I am happy and excited to be your morning coach for success. I am overly joyed and I am thrilled to death to be your coach on the morning show and to help you dig deep into that subconscious level and pull up power and abilities and talents that you've forgotten about or didn't know you had, and help you to achieve on that much higher level, that supernatural level, that level that you can expect the unexpectable. I'm telling you, you can do it. You can achieve it. Because remember, no one, absolutely no one, not Michael Jackson, not Michael Jordan, not anyone, not Beyonce, I don't care, Lady Gaga, no one achieves to low expectations. I'm telling you, you must set your expectations high. Look at people like Bill Gates. You know, here's a man who basically dropped out of college and said, I don't need college, I can go out there now and start a business and become very successful. That's high expectations. Many people would be too fearful to do that. And so what did he do? He had a goal, he had an expectation way back then that there would be a computer on every desk. And he surpassed that. He was a computer on every desk. Some desks got two or three computers. There's a computer in every home. There's a computer in every phone. There's a computer in every gas station. I mean, come on. Look at just what one man can take one idea, but with expectation, look at where we are today. And look at, and he was just building on some stuff that other people had did. Well, what about you? Can't you build on stuff that others have done? The level of your expectation can be a driving force for your achieving all that God would have for you. And then some. God has a level of expectation that is unlimited. He says for himself, And this is what God says at his expect. Listen, we're supposed to be followers, okay, doing what he, you know, he showed us. His level of expectation is so great. What does he say? Oh, there's nothing too hard for me. With me, there is nothing that is impossible. And then he told you, greater is he that is in you. In other words, you have within you this supernatural ability that many people just don't talk about. Again, they are afraid. And what people are afraid of, they tend to back away from. And again, they think it's spooky, or they think that they're only going to hear this from some big-time, you know, TV evangelist that's trying to sell you some water or some oil to believe for a miracle. But I am not a big TV evangelist. I do not have any oil or water to sell you, though I could if that's what it'll take for you. I can get you some, and I can probably get it from the Jordan River. I have a friend going over that way. I can have her bring me some back. If that will help you, it's not a problem. But what I do want to do is I want to raise your level of thinking. I want to raise your level of expectation. I want you to come up higher to what you're expecting. Your expectations have been too low. All right, I'm going to just put it out there. Your expectations have been too low. You need to have greater expectations for the things and the projects that you're working on. And when you do, you will see a greater level of achievement. For instance, I'm working with now a group of women who are in transition, helping them to get jobs. Well, when I met them, their level of expectation for their own success was low to mediocre at best. But my job has been to raise their level of expectation very high, okay? And so I'm doing this right now. I'm experiencing working with people to increase their level of expectation. Now, it's not always easy because people, this is what happens with people, and it happens to me, so I know it happens to you. It happens to everybody. People get complacent. They get comfortable. And so to raise someone to a higher level, it can be like a job, a chore, because people don't want to move. When people become sedentary and they've sat for so long, it's just like a person that's overweight. You have that, and Mr. Walker and I were talking about that last week on Friday. When you have that fat in our bodies that doesn't want to move, it's sedentary. It's been sitting there for so long. And that's how we are. We've been sitting for so long, it's just natural to not want to move. And that's understandable. That's normal. That happens. However, it's time to move. It's time to get up, reach for the stars, grab that highest level of expectation for the various areas of your life financially. Now, you're going to have to deal with the fear. Going to have to deal with the mind strings that are pulling you down like a puppet, like the strings of a puppet. You're going to have to deal with the mind strings that are controlling what we do. For instance, we say we want money, but we spend every dime we get. We don't want money. We want to give it away. You can't have it both ways. You can't want it and give it all away at the same time. It'll never work. Okay, we say we want money, but we spend every dime we get. We're never going to achieve the financial wealth that we want that way. There must be investment and there must be savings. We must have those two, okay? If we want to have the financial wealth that we say, we have to invest and we have to save. Sure, we are going to spend some. We have to. You can't get through this life without it. I can't even get a loaf of bread without spending nearly, you know, $5 almost to get that real fancy bread. You know, like some of y'all like to eat that fancy bread. It costs money. Not like the old white bread years ago. People don't even eat that kind of bread no more, do they? I'm sure some people do, but most people don't. fruit, vegetables, you know, food alone, food costs money. Clothes cost money. All right, you may not have the fanciest threads in the world, but don't run around here naked because, no, that wouldn't be good. That would not be good. You'd end up in jail, number one. So clothes cost money. Clothes are not free. And if you get the kind of clothes that have to be dry cleaned, that costs, okay? So we understand we have to spend money. But at the same time, we must also be able to save some and also invest some so that we can get a return on our investment. Remember the talents, the story of the talents. They went and they invested. They didn't save it all. They didn't spend it all. See, the one that saved, they really didn't get anything but sent to outer darkness. But the ones who invested and spent got double. They got double, and then they got more. They got double and more. So that's God's principle for high expectations, see. So he has a principle for high expectation. And we should have principles for high expectation. We should be not like everyone else. Like right now, okay, let me give you another good example of what's happening right now to today. It is happening in our economy. Right now in our economy. Our economy, I don't know what portion, but I do know a portion. I don't know if it's 30%, 50%, 75%, but it's one of those, okay? Some number between 10 and 100 of our economy is based on man's expectations, and probably a high level, maybe probably even 80% of it. See, the money supply in this country, I'm just going to use this country, and other countries is similar in some countries. But the money supply is where it's at. It's there. But it's based on people's expectations where that money supply is being held up, whether it's in investments, whether it's in savings, whether it's in spending. Okay? And if people's expectations are that there's problems in the economy, then they tend to save and not spend. Well, when people save and don't spend, then that takes money out of the economy, and the economy begins to go into a recession. And so, and as more people do that, as they see that we're in a recession, more people begin to lower their expectations of what the economy will do. As more people lower their expectations of what the economy will do, the stock market begins to go down. And as the stock market begins to go down, more people lose faith in their expectations of what the economy can do. And before you know it, you have the situation that we have right now. And so it's our current government's responsibility to raise people's levels of expectation so that they can begin to feel confident and invest and spend. Invest and spend. They're not creating more money. They're trying to regulate the supply of money that's already out there through different projects, through increasing people's taxes or decreasing the taxes or lowering the interest rates or raising the interest rates. They're regulating what's in supply. So the money is there, but where is it? Where is it being held up that's causing the economy to fluctuate the way it is? But person's expectation, so the power of expectation is very, very, very great, very great. Same thing with happiness. Yeah, it will determine, yeah, your level of expectation, believe it or not, it will determine how happy you are today. It's not the rain. It's not, you know, they used to say, oh, rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I remember a song like that when I was a kid. And I sang the song, but how foolish. That's not what's getting me down, a rainy day and Monday. I'm excited every day. I'm not going to let rain get me down. And certainly it's not going to let a Monday get me down. No, because I'm going to raise my level of expectation. I mean, it was a nice song and all, and it probably went with her life at the time. Somebody wrote the song for her, or maybe she wrote it herself, and she felt like singing it, and a lot of people bought it, okay? and they believed it, and that was for them. And like I believed it too. So I went through a whole period of my life dreading. Listen to this. I went this whole period in my life, decades, dreading Mondays and rainy days. Now think about that for a moment. That's a lot of dread, y'all, to be based on a song. Because prior to hearing that song, I didn't know anything about letting rainy days and Mondays get me down. I was told, you know, so many things that's negative in our lives, these are things we've been taught or we've been told. And you might think it's a song is innocent. Don't let your children just sit up and listen to anything. Oh, don't think, no. Don't think it's not having an effect on them. You know, the same thing with some, there were a lot of positive songs during that era as well. And if you notice the kids today, it's so interesting to see the teenager type kids. I mean, like the kids who are around, I would say anywhere from, 18 to maybe like 26, that age group. That's the kids who are around 18. Yeah, 18, maybe a little bit older even. These children, a lot of them are very angry and sad. Now, take back in the 70s. All the kids were like happy, even though we were poor and didn't have anything, but we were happy. And I was listening on YouTube, was listening to a lot of the old songs in those days. But all the songs, a lot of them were about happiness in a way. Oh, I love you, and you know, bet you by golly, wow, you're the one I've been waiting for. You know, these awesome songs and ooh, baby, baby, I love you, you know. And it's, you know, you got to listen to them. And it's the lyrics. And the beautiful thing is, number one, you can hear the lyrics very clear, all of them. And the music, oh my goodness, most of the music is, I mean, amazing. The music is amazing. Soft and warm. Oh, even if the words weren't, you know, as soft, the music definitely. They should definitely. That music was amazing, and you know, music is soothing to the soul. So here we were being soothed in our souls with this music, right? And then look at the mindset of the people from those days. Nobody was killing anybody. Yeah, there were still murders. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like it is today, okay? Oh, my God, these young people today, they will kill anybody for any reason. It's ridiculous. But look at the music that they listen to. The music they listen to is so radical. The beat alone, like, disturbs you. I don't understand how they call that music. I really don't. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all can email me and blast me on this one. I am so sorry. I apologize. I apologize if any of you or your family members make that kind of music. I really do. But I don't see how a beat that is disturbing to my soul is any good for me. I just don't get it. And so it's a thump, 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 and it's just, you know, and it's all crazy. It goes this way. It goes that way. There's no rhyme or reason to it, okay? And but the music back then, it was very soft and warm and cuddly, you know. So I said all that to say, it's very interesting. If you look at the group of, look at how this music is affecting these children. They're just angry for no reason. Well, there is a reason, because their spirits are being tormented with that music. That's why they're angry. And especially for some of these kids, they listen to a lot of it. They, like 80% of their day, they listen to this music. 80% of their day. And think about the music we listen to. So we were more mellow, you know. But these kids are not mellow today. Boy, anything might set them off. You say the wrong thing to them, you're liable to get cursed out. Absolutely. They're just angry all the time, and there's no reason for it. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear all the drama. They have all this drama in their lives. No. You know what? We had drama too. Okay? If we keep it real, we had drama in our households. Let's not act like, you know, our households were perfect. No. We had drama in our households. Okay? And we had every right to be angry and upset as the next person. But what else was going on in our lives? So anyway, that's probably a whole nother show. We'll have to talk about that a whole nother time. So back to expecting something great for our lives. I don't know how I got off on that one anyway, but I'm back now. I digress. It took me a minute, but it took me much longer than it takes Wendy Williams. But I digress. Back to expecting. We're going to expect something great for our lives. We're going to live on this. We're going to go to this higher level, and we're going to expect. And I was talking about the economy and how it's driven by our expectations. However, what you experience out of this economy is going to be driven by your expectation. For instance, let's look at jobs, for instance. I have people coming to me. Oh, I need a job. Can you help me find a job? I don't have a job. And prior to March, I probably would say, oh, well, I always knew there were jobs out there because I guess I've always felt like there were jobs. Probably all my life, I guess. I don't know. At 23, I went into the Navy. Well, even before that, I had a job at the Cincinnati Time Recorder. And then after that job, I worked at Cootie's Records. I worked at a record store, y'all. I'll never forget it. Wow, what a job. I just worked there like a summer and just helping him out with inventory, stocking the shelves. I'll never forget that little job. It was cute. And I remember the album, Sugar Hill Gang, had just come out. I mean, and they were flying off the shelves. We couldn't keep the orders in the store long enough. I mean, the moment he would order like 20 albums, boom, another, you know, he would need 20 more that was selling. I will never forget it, Sugar Hill Gang. And I forget the name of that song, but it's that old, not the first, but a rap song that almost got known for being the first rap song and very popular, but the rap was out before then. But so anyway, and I worked at this little record store, and that was very interesting. But so I've always had, you know, jobs, I guess you could say, and I just never thought about not having a job. And so that's like a level of expectation a person can have. Just think, you know, I'll just work anywhere because that's my thinking. Well, I'll just take a job anywhere. So therefore, I believe that there are jobs. Well, it wasn't until March that I had to actually start looking for jobs for people. And I've done that job before. It's called job developer. I've been a job developer before back in 97 when I was working at Essex County College as the AWEP. And I started out there as a motivational speaker for the program just to come in to motivate the people. And I ended up becoming the job developer and helping them to get jobs. Well, that time, the economy was much different. That was 97. The economy was going good. President Clinton was, you know, president, and things were, you know, the economy was doing great, so there were jobs galore. I had no problem getting jobs for participants in our program. Now, fast forward to the day, it's a little bit different. However, there are, and I'm looking every day online for jobs. There's a company called Snagajob, S-N-A-G-A-J-O-B, Snagajob. I remember there was a time when there was only Monster and Career Builder, or whatever they call it. But today there's about maybe hundreds of websites that post jobs. So there was Snagajob. They send me updates on jobs that are available. So a person can, there's lots of jobs out there. What's changed is how you get those jobs. Today, I tell people that I work with who are looking for jobs, One of the reasons it's so hard to get the job that you want is that companies now, they have even changed their level of expectation. So now companies expect people that are very talented, that are very skilled, have a lot of qualifications. This is what companies are looking for today. They're looking for skills like communication, you have good work ethics, you know, you have lots of abilities and good communication. Did I mention that? Teamwork, problem solving. This is what companies are looking for today. You can take charge, take initiative. So they have raised their level of expectation. So it's made the job maybe more difficult to get. But if you can meet the qualifications and the expectations, you can get the job. But that you will have to do. You will have to definitely show that company that you can do it. So now, as it relates to your to raising your level of expectation, I want to make sure that you got, you know, something out of the show before we close out this morning, so that you'll know where you're headed with this. Okay. So we've talked about the natural level, the conscious level, which is where things are happening for us every day. We've talked about the subconscious level, where we have all kinds of things going on our subconscious mind, whether it's forgiveness, happiness, whatever, anger, whatever we have brewing there, all of our emotions. And then we have this above the realm, so to speak, this higher level of supernatural consciousness is also where we can live and have things and do things and be things. And that's that high level of expectation. It's a higher conscious, a higher awareness of what we can be and do and have. We can, but we have to expect it. And it just means that you believe that things, that great things can happen for you and will happen for you. Why shouldn't they? Are they only for a few? No. Are they only for the rich and the elite? No. It's for all of us, no matter how great or small. It's for everyone, regardless of our race, creed, or color, regardless of our gender. Look at Oprah Winfrey. You think she, what if she had not had a high level of expectation for herself? She would have never achieved all that she achieved, including her own network. No, there, and then 25 years in the business like that. No, she had to have a very, very high level of expectation. And you need to have a high level of expectation. I have a high level of expectation for you. I expect you to do great things, supernatural things, awesome things. Again, it may be involving your business. Have supernatural expectations for your business, for the growth of your business, for the stability of your business. Expect. See, we can't get caught up in the conscious level. In the conscious level, the media tells us we're in an economy, we're in a recession, and it's getting worse. You have to go beyond that level to your subconscious level to say, I'm going to have this, 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 and that. My business is going to be successful. I'm going to be successful in spite of what is happening on the day-to-day conscious level, what you see happening day-to-day. If you only think about the people who have no money, okay, if you only think about people that have no money, then that's who you're going to bring into your life. If you own, and if you keep bringing into your life people that have no money, well, yeah, your business will fail. Your achievements will go down. So you have to think high. You have to have high expectations. You have to know that there is an abundance in the universe, and that abundance is going to the people who have high expectations. The abundance that is in the universe is not going to the people with low expectations. Just know that. It's not going to happen. Got to have high expectations. It's Monday. It's great. We don't care if it's raining. We don't care if it's cloudy. It's great Monday. No matter what, you're here. You're going to raise those levels of expectation. You're going to live your dream life now. That's what you're going to do. You're going to live your dream life, and you're going to live it now. And you're going to have all that you desire, all that you can imagine, you're going to have now. And it's going to be awesome. And so, I will definitely be looking forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. We just have a few minutes left to the show. And make sure that you tune in, tell somebody else to tune in, someone else that you want to raise their expectations, someone that you want to empower them. If there's somebody that you know who needs to be motivated, again, it could be your staff, your colleagues, your partners, your coworkers, your husband, your wife, your children, your neighbors. Just imagine having your neighbors motivated to be a success in life. Doing great things, I'm telling you. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a great feeling. And you got to do it. You just got to do it. So that's all we have time for today. Well, this has been Coach LaLisa, and you've been tuned in for the past hour to the Coach LaLisa Show. And I am excited about where we are headed, where we're going. The summertime is here. Getting ready to, it's almost here. It's not quite here yet. Don't forget, if you're going to be in the North Carolina area, if you know anyone in North Carolina, in Greensboro or that area around Greensboro, tell them to come to the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference, June 24th, 25th, 25th, 26th. And also, I encourage each and every person who tunes into this show, please go to my website, www.lilisajwilliams.com. That's LaLisaJWilliams.com, and purchase our ebook to support the show and support the other projects that we have coming up. For just $5, you can get a copy of the ebook if you haven't gotten a copy yet of God's Plan for My Success. You can get the ebook for just $5. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. You can even afford to get a copy. Get one for a friend or two and use it in your women's groups and your study groups. It'll make a nice little study for your group. And you can have everyone purchase the ebook, and they can download it right there, and you can have them bring it to the group and they can study from it. So we thank you and we appreciate you, and we will see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Right? Have a great expecting day.